knowing the game of football.
You went up against a lot of, you know, power teams in the SEC West. How can that help the transition to the NFL?
Playing against teams like LSU, Arkansas, big teams. Arkansas had a big offensive lineman compared to NFL's teams. I mean, it prepared me playing against those guys, getting ready for the next level. So it's going to be, I mean, something new, but I got a feel for it.
Who was the offensive lineman that gave you the most
headaches? I really couldn't tell you that. But like I said, LSU, they had a good offensive lineman, well as Arkansas. I know Arkansas had like a 6'10 guy. Yeah, he was pretty good and physical. So. It helped me quite a lot. I mean, just looking over the line of scrimmage, me being long, having a long wingspan, getting off a tall, big offensive lineman, using my hands, it helped me, gave me a big advantage.
We were just talking with Preston just a few minutes ago. What was it like playing with him in front of you last year?
It was fun. I mean, Preston stayed on my back every day at practice, telling me I had more interceptions than you. But it was a great experience playing with Preston. I mean, we came in together. We competed every day, either was in the weight room or walking to class. So, Preston is he's like a silent assassin. He really don't say too much. He's like a if I talk to him, he'll look at me and smile or whatever. But he's like a silent guy on the field. So. First of all, you have to be tough to play inside. You got to be a vocal leader because you have to set the fronts, get everybody lined up. You have to be smart. You got to know the game. You got to know your opponent. You got to be able to figure out formations, figure out what the offense is going to give you. So you got to be smart, tough, and you got to be really tough. Yeah. It went pretty well. I like the linebacker coach. He's really cool. So, huh? Oh yeah, I really do. I really do.
Houston defensive lineman Joey Mbu, table one.
What's more comfortable for me is probably playing inside because I haven't played it my whole 4 years of college. So playing Mike linebacker is probably be the more comfortable for me. But I played in some of my packages, I played a little DN. So playing DN is kind of fun. So we'll just see where they put me. Teams just been asking me about the same question you asked, where I feel comfortable at. Will I be able to rush the pass rusher? Because I haven't shown it on film to be able to rush the pass or so.
What part of your game do you think you need to improve on the pump?
Probably just covering better.
Do you think you'll be a three down linebacker in the NFL? The team's talking about that. What do you tell them if you can play on three down?
Oh, yeah, I can play the. I mean, I'm here to get better. I mean, the league have great coaches to prepare me to develop me as a great linebacker. But I feel that I can play any linebacker position on the field. So, I haven't kept in touch with Fletcher, but I remember being a freshman, he was there. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have an advantage for my height, making the quarterback try to make difficult throws over top of me. So I have an advantage. I definitely have an advantage over that. I mean, of that, so.
Versatility was one of your strengths in college, obviously. Would it be a challenging transition at all if you were to play full-time in an inside linebacker?
I don't think it would be a challenge. Like I said, we have great coaches. They're going to develop me. For whatever I need help in, all my things I fail at, I'm not good at, the coaches are going to help me. Just going to play my position, just play football.
Have you paid attention at all to this guy's the best inside linebacker or that guy? Have you paid attention to that?
To be honest, I really hear more from my friends than I know about it. I mean, guys come up to me and tell me, like my friends, they tell me about it before I, or social media, or put something and tag me in it. So,
is it important to you to be the person sideline
backer? Oh, it's very, very important. I mean, I have a high expectation for myself. It's been a dream since I was young to be the best at what I do and try to be the best linebacker in the country. So,
what do you think you are?
Yeah, I really do. I really do. I mean, there's no pressure on me. I'm just going to go out there and just play football, something I love to do. I mean, something God, the ability God gave me to do, I'm just going to go out there and have fun and just play football, just run around.
How does the experience of quarterback?
It really didn't help me. I was just an athlete in high school. Just I could throw the ball, I could run the ball, but college is a whole different thing. So in high school, I just threw it to whoever was open or just run or whatever. But it really didn't help. I mean, it helped knowing some offensive plays or whatever. And when a guy was like, just say for instance, Dak at practice was like Husker left, so I know it's a Husker going to the left. So I mean, playing offense, it helped somewhat, but it wasn't a big factor in it.
Yeah. Did you really think that you'd be here at some point?
To be honest, I didn't. Having a dream, I had a dream growing up that I wanted to play for the NFL. But being 6'3", 200 pounds, playing quarterback, barely played linebacker, I didn't know I'd be standing right here talking to y'all as a linebacker. So. High school, I mean, my coach, he pushed me to a higher level. He told me he seen something in me that I could play for the next level. And when I started playing, when I started getting looked at as a linebacker, I started playing a little more linebacker. And he had me doing crazy drills, hitting big guys like our small offensive linemen with the ball. So that made me tough and just getting to college, we had unbelievable strength coaches. They made me tough and developed me to be the size I am, the smartest or whatever. It just made me a good linebacker.
Did it surprise you at all at first coming up to you as a quarterback? Hey, we want to have you here as a linebacker?
It really didn't. I kind of knew that I was going to end up playing linebacker because, I mean, I knew I played quarterback, but I wasn't that good in playing quarterback, and that was my second position. So I kind of knew I was gonna play linebacker.
Two more questions, guys.
Huh?
Would your preference be to play in a 4-3 or
to be honest, it's wherever I go, wherever the scheme is, I'm down for it. I'm gonna play it to the best of my ability. So. Like I was saying, just covering third, staying on the field third down, just covering. I'm gonna get better at that. So that's the only thing I have in mind. So,
thanks, guys.